This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Senate Republican leaders apparently don't have the votes to block witnesses from being called in U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
According to an inside source, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's told senators privately there are not enough votes to block new witnesses from being called in President Trump's impeachment trial. The Republicans have a 53-seat majority, so just a few defections would mean witnesses would be called, something Majority Leader McConnell was trying to avoid earlier this month.
Democrats' case cannot simultaneously be so robust that it was enough to impeach in the first place, but also so weak that the Senate needs to go fishing.
But news of a manuscript from former National Security Advisor John Bolton yesterday had some GOP members like Mitt Romney in favor of new testimony.
It's important to be able to hear from John Bolton for us to be able to make an impartial judgment.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Ministers from France and Germany are warning there's little time to agree to a new trade deal with Britain ahead of the Brexit deadline, Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
The long-awaited Brexit day is Friday, but it's also setting up a new ticking clock. The parties still need to agree to a new relationship, encompassing areas from trade to security by the end of 2020. Germany's Minister for Europe, Michael Roth, says the back and forth between the sides needs to ensure more time to sign off on a new deal with the EU. But some in the EU think it may be unavoidable given how complex and wide-ranging talks would be.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. More on this story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain will allow China's Huawei technologies to help build the country's next-generation cellular network, dealing a blow to U.S. campaign to launch a worldwide boycott of the telecom equipment giant. The British government said Tuesday it would permit Huawei to build less critical parts of the country's new high-speed 5G wireless network. The United States has campaigned against Huawei for more than a year, noting concerns about national security and the Chinese firm's relations with the country's Communist Party. On Tuesday, the White House said U.S. President Donald Trump discussed critical regional and bilateral issues, including telecommunications security, during a phone call with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. U.S. health officials are urging China to share more information on how the coronavirus that emerged in Wuhan is spreading. The virus has sickened nearly 6,000 people in 18 countries, mostly in China. Chinese health authorities announced an additional 26 deaths on Tuesday. That brings the death toll to 132. Chinese experts have reported the virus can spread from patients who are not showing symptoms, but U.S. health officials say they're withholding judgment. Shelley Adler has more.
The latest update was led by Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
Americans should know that this is a potentially very serious public health threat. But at this point, Americans should not worry for their own safety.
So far, he says, there are 5 confirmed cases of the new virus in the U.S.
Part of the risk we face right now is that we don't yet know everything we need to know about this virus. But I want to emphasize, that does not prevent us from preparing and responding.
The CDC has already been checking arrivals at 5 U.S. airports. Now they say they're beefing up screening at 15 more, what they call quarantine stations, around the country. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The record holder for the longest space flight by a woman, Christine Cook, is getting ready to go home. APZ Donahue has that story.
After more than 300 days in orbit, Cook says if visitors were allowed, she would stay.
It's been a long time since I've seen my friends and family, so for their sake, I think that it's probably time to head home.
Cook told the AP adapting to life without gravity wasn't easy.
I really actually miss chips and salsa the most.
Her highlight?
The opportunity to do the first all-female spacewalk with Jessica Meir.
Which she feels could be an inspiration to future spacewalkers. When Christina Cook is back on Earth, what will she do first?
Hands down, it's going to be going for a swim on the Gulf of Mexico. I do live next to the ocean there.
Cook's 328-day mission will be the second longest by an American, trailing Scott Kelly's flight by 12 days. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.